the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Slim, I guess our work's about done here.
That's right, Ranger Doug. Who were those masked men? I wanted to thank them.
I don't know. They left a silver CD, though.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Well,
let's
rise.
Yeah. Where's Woody? Yeah.
That's right, Ranger Doug and Too Slim. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, goody. What do you got?
Well, nothing.
I beat you to it.
Yeah. I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I got nothing, yeah.
All right. Well, have you heard the term ocelot?
Yeah, I have. And I couldn't remember what it was and well, what it meant.
Well, anyway. It means something that I...
Yeah.
Totally opposite of what I thought it meant.
Right.
I thought it was deeper down in the hoof.
Yeah.
But actually, it is in the fetlock.
It's up in the fetlock.
Up in the fetlock.
Okay.
And what that is a swelling of the fetlock.
Yeah.
That is hard. And it's arthritis.
It's not a soft, spongy
type
inflammation.
Right.
It's a hard.
Hard, calcified,
arthritic
joint.
My guess is that is probably trauma-related.
It can be.
That started that.
More often than not. But yeah. Some horses are prone.
Interesting.
Just okay. Like people.
Oh,
right.
Okay. I see what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And usually it could... have a temperature with it.
Yeah.
A slight temperature.
Yeah.
But the giveaway is the heart.
The fact that it's hard.
That it's hard.
Interesting. So you got to see your vet, got to get an x-ray maybe to really diagnose it? Or?
Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Is it going to do you any good?
Exactly. Right. What end? Yeah.
It's kind of like going to the doctor with broken ribs.
Right.
They x-ray and say, yep.
Yeah, you've got broken ribs.
They're broken. Okay, go home.
Well, the cure on ocelot is you can't.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
But you can make them comfortable.
There you go.
You know, throw some absorbing on there, some kind of analgesic,
maybe,
wrap it up, but be careful not to blister.
Sure. Maybe a little bute, anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, a little anti-inflammatory,
okay.
But that comes with some issues as well.
Consult your veterinarian. That's right. We are not veterinarians.
Not
we did
even.
It to ourselves.
Right.
Anyway, yeah.
Right.
Actually, that's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us and they want to say, oh, ocelot my hind end, you had no idea
you
what
don't
that
know how to
meant.
Pronounce
yeah,
that.
Right. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If you would like to request a Dick's Pick.
And DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. Don't expect a recall a call back, but just go ahead and leave us a
just
voicemail.
Listen.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Or, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, ocelot free.
That's right.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Ooh, not bad.
Yeah, not terrible.
Bad.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Oh, let's
do it. Saddle cats.
Yeah,
saddle cats are riding along with us. Yodeling Richard Chon is riding along with us. Who walks in when I walk out?
When I walk out, who gives you that hi, baby? Who's that's got me jealous of you? Well, who walks in when I walk out? Don't you know that you're mine, baby? Who's that's got me worrying too? Now when we kiss, I kind of miss something that used to be. And every day that I'm away, I get a feeling that you're fooling me. Now who walks in when I walk out? Who gives you that hi, baby? Who's that's got me jealous of you? Who gives you that high, baby? Who's that's got me jealous of you? Now who walks in when I walk out? Don't you know that you're mine, baby? Who's that's got me worrying too? Now when we kiss, I kind of miss something that used to be. And every day that I'm away, I get a feeling that you're fooling me. Now who walks in when I walk out? Who gives you that high, baby? Who's that's got me jealous of you? Something that used to be, and every day that I'm away, I get a feeling that you're fooling me. Well, who walks in when I walk out? Don't you know that you're mine, baby? Who's that's got me jealous of you?
Yeah, good stuff there from the Saddle Cats.
There you go.
That's it. Did it to you. Did it to myself, right? All right. Well, yeah. All right.
What'd you do now?
Too many horses and too many dogs. I did it to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The Flying U collects horses.
Right. Well, like I said at the end of that other segment,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
the home for crippled, old, right, otherwise unwanted horses always end up to my place.
Yeah, sure. Bring them out.
I can take care of them. Right. I know how to fix that. I can be, yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did it to myself.
Yeah, there
right.
you go.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned earlier in the show, being dependable. you sometimes do it to yourself.
Well,
if it could be in this world of undependability.
Figure that
yeah,
one out.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Being somebody who shows up,
yeah,
you're the guy that gets the call now.
Well, exactly,
right.
Yeah. And if you say yes,
yeah,
you keep that promise, right?
Yes. Well, and just keep in mind that when you say yes to some things, you're saying no to others.
Well, that is true.
So
usually it's your family.
Well, that's a fact, and it's your own chores.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. All right.
Yeah, you'll be milking a cow in the dark.
Right. Yeah. True story. You know, sometimes on Sunday I'm pulling the ox out of the mire that I threw in on Saturday.
That's right.
That I got stuck on Saturday.
Well, and that brings up another saying, you know, I knew that was going to happen. Well, then why did you do it?
Why did you do it?
Come on, man.
Because it happens every time.
Well, it happens about 12 times a day for me.
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
I knew. Just one more twist.
But I did it.
One more turn of the screwdriver. Just one more
snap.
Just one more ratchet on the ratchet strap, right?
And now you got to get the drill out and the easy out.
And how long does that take, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you'd have just stopped, right? Well, I did it to myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, if you knew that was going to happen, don't do it.
Then don't, right?
Yeah, stop
it. I like the sign at the horse trader's place. You know, we've got gentle horses for gentle riders. We've got spirited horses for spirited riders. We got horses that don't want to be ridden for people who don't want to ride.
That's right.
Did it to myself.
I did it to myself.
We need to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, Randy Reiman has some poetry.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.